when you put your food in your mouth, you begin to do what?
We're chewing.
Chewing, okay. What do you call this this food that a lot of people, especially down here in the South, like to eat for breakfast, made out of, you know, corn, ground up, kind of white colored, put butter on it, gravy sometime.
Cornbread.
Bread or grits.
Grits.
Okay.
But I don't know, a lot of people may eat it around here, but none in our community ever eat any cornbread unless we had to for breakfast.
Yeah, yeah.
World War One, in other words, we couldn't get no flour, and we eat cornbread, but it was rough.
It was. What do people around here call homemade whiskey?
Moonshine.
Moonshine. Have you ever heard that called splode?
Huh.
What if I had a belt that was made out of pure cowhide, nothing else? I'd say that this isn't imitation, it's
a real thing.
Or it's genuine.
Genuine.
Okay. This is something else that you might eat with your biscuits for breakfast. It's sweet, and it's made out of different kinds of fruits.
Preserves.
Or
jelly.
Jelly. Okay. What do you call a group of peach trees together, or any kind
orchard.
Of
orchard?
That's an orchard. Right. What about, do you remember what kind of tree it was that George Washington spoke
of? Cherry.
Cherry tree. What do you call that hard inside of a cherry?
Kernel.
It's a kernel. And what about the inside of a peach? What's that?
That's a seed.
Seed. And what kind of peach is it where the meat is tight against the seed?
That's a clean peach.
And the other time?
It's clear seed peach.
Okay. And after you eat an apple, what's left of it?
Core.
Cool. Okay. What about some kind of nuts that you have around here?
We got hazelnuts, acorns. And we used to have chestnuts, but they all died out on us around here. That's about it. The biggest thing we got is hickory and acorns.
Can you get walnuts?
Walnuts, yeah. We black walnuts.
And what do you call that fruit that they raise a lot of down in Florida?
Oranges.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call that red-colored root vegetable that tastes real peppery and kind of hot, about that size? Do you have radishes around here?
Yeah, radishes, yeah.
And this is a kind of tomato, except it's not the big kind. It's a little kind.
Tomatoes,
okay. And that vegetable that'll make your eyes water when you chop it up?
Onion.
What do you call those little onions with the long stalk?
Mortified onion.
Mortified, okay. And when you're... After you pick your beans, you have to come in the house and do what to them?
String them and break them.
Okay. And your wife might take the tops of some turnips and cook herself a mess of
greens.
Okay. What about if a man had seven boys and seven girls? You'd say he had a whole
family. A large family.
Would you ever say whole passel?
Whole passel, yeah, it didn't say it here.
Yeah. What about when you pick corn, what's that green covering on the outside?
That's a shuck.
That's a shuck. And corn that's soft, that's tender enough to eat right off the cob, that's what?
That's roasting ears.
Roasting ears. And that thing that grows out of the top of the corn?
Tulsa.
And the stuff that you have to rub off the corn itself?
Silk.
Silk. This is kind of a yellow vegetable. Most of it has kind of a crooked neck. That's about that.
Squash.
Squash.